thank you, everyone. One of the truths on my Wikipedia page is that I do work for a company called Radical Love, and I have the dream job of making funny online videos every day. And as Adam mentioned, I want to talk to you a bit today about Beach Dads, one of our more famous ones. Just in case none of you have seen it, I thought we'd start by having a quick look.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I'm beached, bro. I'm beached is. Hey, bro. Oh, hey, bro. What are you doing, bro? Dude, I'm beached is. Oh, shit. You're beached is. Tell me something I don't know. Bro, you're heaps beached, eh? So beached. I'm beached is. Do you want a chip, bro? As in a chop? Yeah, chip. A potato chop. This one, chip. A chip. I would though, bro, but I don't eat chips.
Well, that's shit.
No, I only eat plankton.
Plankton?
Can't chew, bro.
Try chip, bro.
No, I will. I can't chew.
Just try chip, bro.
You don't understand. I might look bug, but I can't chew, bro. I only have plankton.
That's pretty deceptive.
Oh, no. It's very misleading. Do you have any plankton?
I'll go and check over here.
Do you happen to have a bucket or a hose, bro? I need to get wet ASAP.
Are you pretty parched?
I'm parched is. And I'm beached, bro.
You're beached is.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you. So, that was a cartoon we made a couple of years ago, and I thought I'd start just quickly to dispel a couple of obvious rumors. Number one, Pixar didn't have anything to do with it. And number two, in case you're wondering why the graphics are so povo, sketchy, preschool childish, it's not that that was a conscious choice. That's literally the best drawing I can do. So, you know, Beach Dads, it began as a $16 weekend project and it turned into this multi-million dollar brand. And the story of that journey is very much the story of curiosity embraced. I'm a very curious person. I love grabbing things and ripping them apart. And I was trying to think up a very kind of poignant kind of example to illustrate my curiosity. And I wasn't really sure what to use, but then I found an old exam that I did in ancient history in high school, and it kind of talked about the ancient god Curius. And I thought this might be a good thing to reference. Now, I see a couple of you writing stuff down, and I'll stop you there because this is lies. This is not real. I'm terrible at ancient history. I found it easier to just make up gods rather than actually study what the correct ones were. But I suppose what I found really upsetting about this exam paper, other than the very awkward parent-teacher interview I had to have a couple of days after it, is that it kind of dawned on me that there is no Greek god of curiosity, that the Greek forefathers, you know, never decided that curiosity was worthy of a god. They had war, they had love, they had wine, they had agriculture, but curiosity never made the cut. And that really saddened me because I think a lot of humanity's greatest achievements, a lot of our successes stem from that small seed of curiosity, that very nimble, very simple question of, I wonder what, I wonder if, that question that curiosity always asks. So I found myself, with this beached as kind of thing that I've made, and we were thinking about what are we going to do with this show. We've got this cartoon, it's ridiculous, it's bizarre, what are we going to do to make a success of it? And I kind of harked back to my 3 years of film study, which said, well, if you want to make a film, this is how you make a profitable film. You start with an idea, you move into funding, we had that covered, then you get to a film festival, which will take you to a box office, which will get you to a TV network, which will end up in a $5 bin in JB Hi-Fi, and that's the lifespan of an Australian film. But I was kind of born in the internet age, thankfully, and you know, this was around the time when video platforms like YouTube and Vimeo were starting up, MySpace and Facebook were taking off, and you know, I was the king of GeoCities for a very long time. I was obsessed with the internet, so I kind of thought, maybe there's a new way of getting this piece of content out there. Maybe we don't have to rely on the traditional models. And I kind of had a dream one night that was very vivid. It was almost like the god Curius actually came to me and spoke to me. And what he said is very hard to articulate, but the best representation of it I've ever found is this. Wouldn't it be great if we made so much money selling t-shirts we could have a money fight in our office. That was kind of the business plan that we wanted to put to this film. And so with that in mind, we were like, okay, how are we gonna make this happen? So we took a step back and we thought, well, if we're going to make this film get out there and reach heaps of people, we can't use this linear model that traditional film takes. We have to reinvent it in some way. We have to put the idea right in the middle of this technological ecosystem and let it touch as many different platforms as possible, because what we're trying to do here is get as many people to see it as possible. Because the more people that see Beach Daz, the more people that fall in love with this ridiculous whale, the more people that are likely going to want to buy a T-shirt or a DVD or an app or something like that. So it was really about getting as much spread on as many platforms that was possible. And surprisingly, it worked. And I think the reason it worked is that the internet has this underlying truth to it that it is curiosity's playground. I mean, I think what moves it and has made the net and what crafts it is this underlying human love of curiosity. What motivates us to reach out and click is to find out what is on the other side of that link, what is inside that attachment. These are kind of the curious questions that engage us, that motivate us, and that craft and design and engage us on the web. So that kind of, I suppose, is really sums me up. I suppose what it leads me to a point where I have to thank everyone in this room for giving me the dream job. I mean, I mentioned that at the start, and 5 to 10 years ago, what I'm doing today was literally a dream. Without the infrastructure and the software and the kind of technologies that you guys develop and that you guys make possible, idiots like me wouldn't be able to share our content on such a large scale, an ever-growing scale. To think that a small-time filmmaker from Sydney could reach millions of viewers, a global audience, sell stuff across kind of nationalities, was just unheard of 10 years ago. But thanks to people like you, thanks to everyone in this room, people like me somehow managed to dress remotely sensibly and eat every day. So thank you to everyone here. Secondly, I'll just say, please embrace the God Curious. Build a little shrine to him on your desk or something. Just, he'll come in many different forms and at many different times, but he'll always be asking that question, I wonder what, I wonder if, I wonder what's next even. So when he comes, listen to that, embrace it, and take it on board. There's always a different way to do what you're doing today. And finally, if you're not convinced that the internet is Curiosity's playground, then just think about the way you interact with the web. And if you're anything like me, it looks a little something like this. You're either searching for stuff or you're watching cat videos. And for me, those are the two metaphors of curiosity that can't be beat. So case in point. Thank you very much.
Great stuff, mate. Oh, thank you very much. The very curious Jared Green. Watch out in particular. They're doing some new Beached Az stuff to coincide with the Rugby Union World Cup, which is very funny and very out there.